You know when I'm wearing my socks, it's business time, they're business socks. It's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
Making love. Making love for. Making love for two.
Making love for two. Making love for 2 minutes. You only need 2 minutes because I'm so intense. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. the deadly serious comedy program. And I was looking at it, deadly serious comedy. Isn't that even funnier when you think about it like that? Like you can't make this stuff up, right? Dig this, Chris. I've got an article here for you that I think Americans will appreciate before we go to Elizabeth, our fabulous caller. McDonald's manager kicked customer in head. A McDonald's manager has been sentenced to 7 months home detention for a quote-unquote football kick to the head of a customer. And Rishi Kumar, 34, a duty manager at a fast food restaurant, was convicted in Queenstown District Court yesterday of intent to injure, causing injury to a customer on August 30 when he punched the victim, swung him around, threw him to the ground, stood on his torso, and finally kicked him in the head. You ever think about anybody with in McDonald's with a power complex? Here's the prime example.
Yeah, I think that manager will be losing their benefits, that's for sure. I don't know if that's a rousing endorsement for, what was it, McDonald's, you said? Is that McDonald's?
No, never mind. McDonald's. It's like a football kick to the head. It's so good. I'm loving it. Yeah, like Michael Tyson. Now, Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen, and I'm glad you're having fun. And I always say, laugh right in the face of these fools. Anyway, to the point. Vincent, I know your times are different, but actually this third-party debate is tonight. And unless I've hit a time loop, it's October 23rd. It's hosted by Free and Equal Elections Foundation. I've tried to let all my friends know. All you have to do is go to freeandequal.org, and you'll get all the information. I just feel that if, 10,000 of us stream it, or maybe a million or 10 million, it kind of pokes a stick at what we are told is our choices. Anyway, so they're going to have all the candidates, Rocky Anderson and let's see what parties he with, Gary Johnson, Libertarian, Jill Stein, Green, Virgil Good, and the Justice. They're going to have four candidates. It said they invited six, and I'm guessing that would have been Merlin Miller and maybe Roseanne, I'm not sure, but OR TV is carrying it. Rush Today is being held in Chicago, so anybody close to Chicagoland, it's at the Hilton, and you can watch it live stream.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that. So that's freeandequal.org. Larry King is to moderate the third-party presidential debate. So, yeah, thank you for reminding us. And I guess so it'll be live-streamed by a few different networks. I think Russia Today is one of them. You mentioned that as well. And then is it on the
Larry King? Yeah. Larry King is actually going to be the moderator. You can go to Hulu.com, HULU.com. They'll be streaming it too. And Aura TV, that's ORA TV. So, yeah, Google that up, ladies and gentlemen, and watch the debates. And I found I've been to so many election debates of minor candidates and major candidates and things like that, guys. Too many to count. And I've filmed them and pulled them all up on YouTube. And you notice the exact same thing. When I'm looking at the debate and I see the mainstream candidates come up against the alternative candidates with their facts and figures, they get beaten down every time. However, watching the exact same debate with people who are already deciding to vote for one of the two mainstream candidates, they just jeer and laugh and be disruptive to all those other people who put their point of views across, to the point in which I've thought that there should be two debates. There should be the mainstream candidate debate for the people who just are retarded and the minor party debates for those people who actually give a frack.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I actually tuned into Aura TV. I've actually never heard of them, but yeah, I'm checking it out. So I guess they're going to be streaming it there tonight. But it just kind of gives you an indication, Vinny. I mean, I'm looking at the Aura TV network, 2,400 subscribers. So we've got Aura TV. It's one of the main syndicates. And I mean, there's really no audience. I mean, sadly, I wish there was more.
Exactly. And that's was kind of my point, Chris, is that the people who care are actually a very small minority who are willing to listen to all the sides, because the truth in itself, I find, is very simple, and it only captures a very small amount of people who are able to see how simple it is. And in general, people will always pick the lie to listen to, because that's what makes them comfortable. That's what they're familiar with. It's all they know.
Well, people believe what they want to believe, and what is comfortable to them. So it's, I'm looking here too. I'm reading, I don't know if you saw this, Vinny, earlier, but major airports supposedly to remove naked body scanners. This is kind of the first I've heard of this. This is the Transportation Security Administration is removing full body x-ray scanners from major U.S. airports and shipping them to less busy locations. I'm not sure what that means. For some reason, I have a hard time believing any of this, but.
Well, this presidential debate in and of itself starts in about 90 minutes, folks. If you're listening live, it starts in 90 minutes at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right when the show finishes. And so it's moderated by Larry King. The speakers are Virgil Good from the Constitution Party, Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party, Jill Stein from the Green Party, and Rocky Anderson from the Justice Party. These are the four presidential candidates of the alternative stream. And it's interesting, with America being a country of how many hundred million? 300 plus? You've only got like
312.
312 million, and you've only got four people from the alternative parties who can actually show up at those particular places. And I put this down to, mate, when you're in a minor party, traveling to a particular location actually really does come into whether or not you can appear places.
Yeah.
And, well, this is why I think the media should be a lot more accommodating and bring on candidates via video conference and Skype, because what it does, it enables people to have real presidential debates without any cost to their campaigns, right?
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is, we don't need to ask, you know, the mainstream media for, we just need to focus more on action and doing. But, you know, I'd really like to see better syndication of these types of events. And that's something even like, you know, that's even something I would like to focus on over the next year or so is, you know, it'd be great to get some real broadcasting to cover these types of events. Clearly, the American people really aren't getting access to it. And I don't think. So this is not even being broadcasted on any major television station, or is it? I'm not even sure.
Nobody's even discussed it.
I mean, think about this. I mean, we're in this 24/7. I've barely heard about it. And all we do is read through and thumb. Honestly, though. I mean, obviously, I knew there was a debate, but it's that non-publicized.
Yeah. Well, I always found that the most important things will be construed as the least important in the background things, and the least important things will be pushed into the foreground to distract you from the other things.
I did my part today. I fired out emails to, let's just say, a number of online alternative sites. Actually tried to call in to one who has a large audience. Couldn't get through. I saw this yesterday on Veterans Today. So I'm not exactly sure whether it was the public information folks for these candidates. I'm not sure why nobody knew about this or nobody knows. I worked diligently, tried to spread one little word.
It's called a fracking media blackout. If the mainstream media doesn't cover it, the alternative media often doesn't get wind of it either, because what the alternative media is now doing is they've turned into a reprocessing machine. You know how you come off the line with a really terrible product, and you've got some dude at the end of the line that just fixes all the crap that the guys before him on the assembly line missed? That's what a lot of the alternative media is. They're not actually going out there and producing new results and everything like that. They're simply taking in the mainstream media, reworking it, having a look, changing the article title and that sort of thing, and perhaps adding in a few little extra bits of information. But if the big information, like such as a presidential debate in a country like America that has been so disenfranchised by the enormous disparity between real debate and showtime debate between the main presidential candidates who don't do anything, you've got like what, a 30% vote turnout tops? No wonder. So why isn't 70% of the voting public suddenly interested in going, you know what, I want an alternative, and I want somebody who's actually going to be telling me a new side that I haven't already heard before? Because have you noticed that every single president for every single party campaigns on the exact same things and uses the exact same words even? Did you know that John Key, coming into New Zealand politics, campaigned on a platform of change in 2008? Sound familiar?
Yeah, and we need to focus, you know, the alternative media needs to focus on, you know, and the infrastructure that's being built that we're all a part of, on breaking more relevant news. I mean, there's a time and place for talk radio, and obviously we do talk radio and talk video, whatever you want to call it. But I'd really like to see that change. And, you know, I think we should all hold ourselves accountable to that, myself included, as I'd like to see what we do break more real news, which I think has an even bigger impact. You know, we've seen that with, you know, leaders within the movement. You know, people like Andrew Breitbart, who I know wasn't your traditional, you know, he was... I don't even know how you describe Andrew Breitbart at times, but, you know, he had a tendency of breaking some major stories. And, you know, I'd like to see more of that. What are your thoughts about that, Vinny?
Well, I think it's about kind of keeping your ear to sources, because often the humanity kind of reacts to a threat as a global society, much like a cactus does. And I've said this many times, that it doesn't matter what the conspiracy is, it doesn't matter what area it's being implemented, I can almost guarantee you that within that particular area that's being affected by that particular conspiracy, there'll be one particular individual who'll be willing to talk about it, or one who's already been campaigning on it for a number of years. You just go and find those people. They'll be waving placards, they'll be holding megaphones and stuff like that at the protests. And this is what I did. And suddenly I've amassed a network of sources within New Zealand and around the world, where it doesn't matter what area of debate is being had or what location it might be in, invariably I'll actually have a source already on the ground there who's capable of commenting on it and doing a little bit of digging in their particular time. And this is how you you kind of use what you got, where you are, in whatever way you can. And what I want to do, and what I think more media should be doing, is finding those people that nobody knows and bringing out their stories, so that you get such a massive, wide overview, both from known unknowns and unknown unknowns, so you know what the hell is going on in any particular situation and how to defeat it. That's what the media should really be doing. It's called the Fourth Estate. You know, it's like you're part of the government if you're part of the media. And the government's job, allegedly, is to protect people from having force and fraud perpetrated upon them by any individual, be they powerful, be they weak, be they scumbaggery, be they benevolent. That's the job description. And if you ain't doing it, you're destroying your country. We'll be right back.